Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. So today on the Mum Boss Podcast, I am bringing you another guest. And this guest I'm really excited to bring to you because when we chatted about collaborating for this podcast, we vibed instantly. And so I just know that this is going to be a really amazing conversation. Nazi, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm super excited to have you. So I will let you introduce yourself to our audience and share a little bit about who you are, what it is you do.
Sure. So I'm Nazi Spurrier. I am a licensed therapist and I am also a dream life manifestation coach. So I kind of do it all. I help women find, figure out what their dreams are, figure out access to their dream life. But I also have the knowledge to help them through emotional intelligence, getting through the shadow work, any of the healing work that needs to be done. Because we all know that the inner work is really the key to getting the life that we want. And so I can bring both sides of it to my clients. So, but it's really all about knowing that you get to have it all. As moms, right? You know, we're here on a mom podcast. Sometimes we're told that we can't have it all. And I just want everyone to know that you absolutely can.
I love that you said that. And I think that was one of the things we instantly connected over was the fact that I really strongly feel like so many moms feel like they can't have it all. And it's almost like society, you know, there's these external factors that make us feel like we can't have it all. And you know, this podcast is built on my passion of being able to build and grow a successful business and still be the kind of mum that you want to be as well. And I strongly believe that you can have both. And I can say that with like conviction because I have both. And so it's like,
right,
you really can have both of those worlds. And I guess, you know, in today's episode, we're going to share how that is even possible. So I guess, yeah, you know, when you're at that starting point where you're like, I know that I want this dream life. I can see what I want, but I have no idea how to even get there. Where do we start?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is one, like understanding, like, what is it that you actually want? Because I think a lot of times, you know, people hear that idea of like having it all, or that, or they think they want it, or they do want it, but they don't even know what that means, right? Because like, I think there's this misconception that having it all means that like, it's going to be really hard, that it's going to be, you know, being stretched out into 20 different directions at once. And having it all is going to look different for every single person. The dream life is going to look different for every single person. You know, for one person, it might be tons of vacations and going all over the place. For another person, it might be being able to, you know, be at your kid's soccer game every week and being able to come home and cook dinner for your family. And for other, you know, I mean, everyone's going to have different ideas of what that is. And I think the hardest part is getting clear on what it actually is that you want and being honest with yourself about it, and also making sure that it's a you want and not a want because you think you should or because other people want it for you. I think that's where people get messed up a lot. And I think that when it doesn't come to fruition, a lot of times it's because you never really wanted it to begin with. You just thought you were supposed to want it.
Oh, mic drop moment. That is a key part of it, because I think so often we do go about thinking that this is what we want, but it is based on what we feel like we should do. And I think anytime you hear the word should, it's a red flag to be like, something's underlying here. Let's dig a little deeper. But you know, I know that, you know, with the clients I work with, there's so many times that they're building a business so that they can have a lifestyle to be with their family. And, you know, sometimes it's also building this business that they don't necessarily know what success means to them. And so they don't know when they've achieved it, or they don't know what they're working towards. And it's a similar, you know, situation in life as well. Like, you do have to get absolute clarity around what it is you're working towards and why as well. Like, yes. Why do you want those things?
Right. And, you know, I always tell my clients, it's so important to understand what it is and why, because the why matters, right? And the why has to be, I call it clean energy, right? Like, it's got to be cleaned up around it. If the why has anything to do with like wanting to try to prove yourself or trying to make other people jealous, or feeling like the only reason I want the successful business is because now people will take me seriously, or the only reason I want the money is because, you know, those things are going to get into the way of you achieving that goal. The more authentic you can be in who you are and the reasoning for why you want that thing, if it's financial freedom, I want to be with my family, I want to help people, I want, you know, these more clean energy reasons, the quicker the manifestations come to you. When they're sticky, when there's a lot of like other underlying shit around it, essentially, it's going to either not come to fruition, or it's going to come in a way that doesn't feel good. And you're going to realize, okay, I made all the money, but I still feel like crap about myself. Or I lost all the weight, but I don't feel good, because the reasoning for why I didn't get clear on that, like, authentic reason for why. So that's really important too.
Yeah, I love that you shared that too, because we can so easily go about our lives and our business chasing something for not always the right intentions. And so I think it's important to get clear on it, like you said, and, you know, it's going to help you in that manifestation process in doing so. Absolutely. As well.
It's going to bring your manifestations much more quickly to you, because it's coming from this pure place of desire versus it's trying to become a means to an end, or you're trying to fulfill something or like fill a hole by, you know, doing this thing because you think that that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. And so I guess, you know, if you're at that stage where you're like, I'm clear on what I want, I feel like that intention is pure and it is based on a true desire, want, and need that I have, what is the next step? Because I feel like for a lot of people, manifestation feels like this difficult thing. And it feels like this thing like, yeah, people say they've manifested this thing, but really they got lucky, or, you know, they worked super hard and that's why they got that thing. But then there are people that seem to just, you know, there's always that person, you know, who just seems to, everything goes so well for that person. They always get what they want, kind of thing. And you think, well, how do they make it happen? And I'm guessing it's usually through manifestation.
Absolutely. And I'm that person, right? Like, I'm that lucky bitch. Like, I'm that girl who, like, I always get what I want, you know? And it is that thing. And it's not about luck. I mean, it is luck, but it's not. It is manifestation. Because here's the thing. We're all manifesting all the time. A thought, like, when, so the thing about manifestation, the way that I teach it, it's not something new, it's intentional manifestation, because we're doing it every second of every day. Everything that we have in our reality right now, we've manifested, whether you like it or not, right? So the good and the bad, like the things that you're not too happy about, like, you manifested that, and the things that you love, you also manifested that. And it's all about manifestation is our thoughts becoming a thing. Right? Our thoughts and our feelings become a thing in our reality. So the dominant thoughts, the dominant feelings that you tend to have around the different areas of your life are pretty much what that area of your life is going to look like. So if you don't like a certain area of your life or a certain thing that's going on, you got to look at, what are the thoughts that I'm thinking about this? What are the feelings that I'm having about it? If I'm a person who says, nothing ever goes my way, things are always terrible, like, I always, you know, the other shoe is going to drop, guess what's going to happen? That's what's going to happen. But if you're a person who says, I always get what I want, everything always works out for me, you know, all these different things, then that's also what happens, right? And so it's about being, you know, being able to kind of do an assessment of your life and say like, okay, you know, maybe I'm feeling really good in my business. Like, I feel like things are really successful. I have really positive thoughts about it, and it keeps creating all these positive effects for me. But, you know, my body image is terrible. And like, I, you know, I can't lose weight. You know, I, you know, other people can eat whatever they want, but I can't. And, you know, like all those things that we love to tell ourselves. And it's like, well, if that's what you're saying to yourself all the time, then your body is a reflection of that. And so how can we start to change those thoughts and change those assumptions that we are making about our life in order to make it look like the way we want to look, we want it to look?
Yeah, I think it's pretty daunting sometimes to hear that, because I know, you know, when I first stepped into the world of manifestation and learning about it and all the things, I was like, okay, well, if it is so much based around your thoughts, what are my thoughts? And I think some people don't have enough self-awareness to even know what their thoughts are. And, you know, we have so many a day, and majority are on repeat from the day before. And they're so subconscious, we don't even recognize we're having these thoughts. And so I think, you know, it can be hard to realize that our thought process has a huge implication on what we manifest. And so it can be tricky to kind of delve into that and actually get really like clear as to what it is that we're thinking. And it can also be a little confronting too, to be like, wow, my inner dialogue is really not where it needs to be. And no wonder my reality is showing me what it's showing me at the moment, because this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is that thing of, you know, there takes some radical honesty. Like, we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be able to look at ourselves and, like you said, kind of confront ourselves and recognize that, like, ooh, like, this has not been great for a really long time, you know? But I think what I love to, the way I love to think about it, and for me personally, this was very helpful when I was first learning about this too, and really understanding like how I think and what I do. You know, if I have 100% success rate in manifestation, which every single person on the planet does, that means like I have so much more power and control than I'm giving myself credit for. So if I'm like really awesome at manifesting this like not so great situation over here, that means I'm going to be really awesome at manifesting a really good situation too, right? And it kind of gave me that confidence of like, yes, like I have to own it and kind of be like, okay, yeah, I've been having some negative thoughts, or, you know, and sometimes these thoughts are based on actual experiences that happened. Like, there's a reason. It's not just because I'm like, you know, a negative Nancy and like just want to be down all the time. Like, some shitty things maybe happened in the past that are now making me think that this is how it's going to be in the future. But it's a matter of being able to look at that and ask yourself, is this actually true? Is this a thought, or is this a fact or a feeling? Right? And most of the time, our thoughts are just feelings. Just because I'm thinking something doesn't make it true. And being able to be aware of that, and then not so much trying to change your thoughts, but inserting the correct thoughts. I think that's a lot easier. So being intentional every morning and every evening and journaling, these are the thoughts that I know I want to be having around this area in my life. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am, you know, whatever, like just kind of making these lists of I am statements that reflect the life that I want to have, instead of nitpicking every single time that I thought something negative, right? That's how we start to retrain the subconscious and our conscious mind to start to think those thoughts on a regular basis. And it's all about repetition.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think once you dive into doing that a little bit more, you can then have enough awareness when you're in the moment and you think something, you can go, oh, I just noticed this thought that you might not have noticed before. You would have went about your day not recognizing this thought. And then in those moments, you're able to go, actually, no, I reject this thought. It's not welcome here. And you can reframe it in the moment as well, which I feel like really steps you up into that next level.
Right. Exactly. And yeah, the more that you are doing that intentional work, whether it's like once or twice a day or however you're doing it, that's the way the brain works. Like you start to notice it even more. It's like as we bring attention to something, we pay attention. And so we start to notice when we're not in alignment with those thoughts and we get to correct it. And it gives us that opportunity. Awareness is obviously the first step because so much of our day we are, you know, running around on autopilot. We don't even notice like what we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're feeling. And it's really about slowing down, getting back into the present moment. And there's exercises doing that like once or twice a day is allowing you to slow down, be in the present moment and be very intentional and thoughtful about what are the words I'm saying? What are the thoughts I'm thinking? So that then you can implement it. Eventually, you know, you'll be able to implement it throughout your day.
Yeah. And then the flow on effect from that is like you shared before, like based on the thoughts that you're having, if you're able to start changing and shifting those a bit, you will feel differently too, which is obviously the next part of the manifestation process as well.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because even more important than our thoughts are our feelings, right? Because our feelings become our frequency and everything has frequency. And so really bringing your manifestations into reality is really just you being an energetic frequency match for the thing that you want. And so when we start to feel into that, so it's not just saying like, I am wealthy, it's writing it out and then really like closing your eyes and like feeling in your body, like, what does it feel like? What's that going to feel like for me? And feeling it right now, we're acting as if it's already happened. And every time we do that, the more and more we do that, we become an energetic match for that thing. And it starts to become attracted to us.
And it's so fascinating too, because I think when you're new to manifestation and you start implementing these things, and then you start actually manifesting things into your reality, you have this little moment like, hang on a minute, this actually happened. And you think, is this a once off? Like, is this a thing? Right. And then the more you do it, the more these things happen. And it's just, honestly, it's just astounding at what you can create into your world. And it can be little things, you know, it doesn't have to be these big things like a luxurious holiday, but even just small little things that you can manifest into your world. And then, yeah, you know, you build upon that.
Exactly. And I suggest for people to start small, right? Because like, we don't want to start into something that's so big that you can't get behind it, because you do have to have a level of belief in, you know, being able, because you can say whatever thought you want, but if you, you know, in the back of your mind, your brain is going liar, liar, like it's not going to work. Right. So, I mean, if you only have $5 in your bank account and you're looking in the mirror saying, I am a millionaire, it could work. Like anything's possible, but it's probably going to be a lot harder, you know, to get your the rest of your brain and your body and your feelings on board with that statement versus saying something like, you know, I'm going to make $100 this week, or, you know, I have $10,000 a month, or I make $1,000 a month, or, you know, whatever. But it's like finding something that feels like a little bit of a stretch for you that would be like, whoa, that just happened, but isn't so out of the realm of your possibility or your belief in what could happen that you can't even let yourself go there.
Yeah. I love that you touched on that, because I think sometimes people get very ambitious, and it's not to say that you can't be ambitious and manifest the most incredible things. You absolutely can. But sometimes I think, you know, it's good to just rein it in a little bit so that it feels attainable for you, so that you feel like, yes, I can reach this, because I feel like you will attract it far more quicker if you have that, like you said, that level of belief and certainty in it.
Right, right, exactly. And then that's where you're kind of building the proof for yourself, right? So like, as you start to manifest these little things, you're like, oh, wow, this is working. And then you can work yourself up to manifesting bigger things if that's what you want. But it is about making sure that, you know, you're not stretching yourself so far that it's like throwing your nervous system out of whack. Like, cause for some people, like they, you know, this is where maybe they even manifest the bigger thing, but then they can't hold on to it. We see this happen all the time. People win the lottery and then it's gone in 5 seconds. They never were able to regulate to be able to hold that money. Right. And so it's like, you could manifest $1 million. I mean, anyone, it could happen to anybody. But are you able to hold $1 million? And that, you know, comes into a whole nother piece of it, where our nervous system has to be, again, a consistent energetic match for that kind of wealth in order for you to be able to hold it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point you've made there, and
Yeah.
you do see those situations where people do, whether they win a lot of money or they've successfully come
Right.
across a lot of money and they aren't able to maintain that, and they
Exactly.
end up being back in the situation they were originally in. So yeah, but I do feel like when it comes to manifestation, a lot of times people have blocks around. When people share, you need to manifest, but you need to let go of the outcome. I feel like that's probably one of the hardest areas where people are like, but how? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, no, I know. You're right. It is one of the hardest things, right? It's all about a level of detachment, right? Like knowing that you desire the thing, but also, I like to think of it not so much as letting go of the outcome, but having such deep trust that it is meant for me that I don't need to worry about the how, right? So if I trust completely that I'm always supported by the universe, if I trust completely that if a desire runs through me, it is for me, it is meant for me. Because I always say the universe is not an asshole. It would not put a desire on your heart if it wasn't meant for you. So it's meant for you. It's just that is like fact, that is like universal law that if you desire something, you are meant to have it. And so knowing that, can you be okay with saying, I desire this? And knowing that it's coming to you, but you don't get to decide when and how it happens. That part is not on your to-do list. That's the universe's to-do list, right? Your to-do list is to put the desire out there and then to take whatever inspired action comes through you, maybe surrounding that, but you don't get to decide exactly like, if it's a business, like you don't get to decide like who's going to reach out. And when they're going to reach out and when they're going to book a call and when they're going to pay you and when they're, like we don't get to like decide that kind of thing. That's not up to us.
And that can be hard,
It is.
especially.
Oh, I mean, yes, it can be for sure. Especially when it's something that you want so badly, right? And I think that's also an important thing to note that like, I think there's this misconception and manifestation of like when we are intentionally manifesting that we're asking for something, you're not asking for anything. You are the creator, right? So we are commanding it in a way. We're not asking permission for the thing that we desire. It's already ours. And so it's not so much about asking permission because then that feels like this very like lack and kind of, needy energy. Of like, can I please, can I have $50,000 versus I have $50,000, right? So it's a very different energy there. And so, I think there's a lot of misconception about like, I'm asking, God, the universe, source, whatever you want to call it, for this thing. And it's like, no, because we are all one. And so we are just basically commanding the thing that's already ours, just coming to us in our 3D reality.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, we're the ones holding a lot of the power too. And so it's
Yes.
almost like putting the power back in our hands a little bit too. Like you said,
Exactly.
I think we do have a perception where when we're manifesting something, it is almost like asking for it and hoping and praying that it comes to us. And I think,
Exactly.
yeah, that energy is obviously very different too. No, I will get whatever it is or have or attract whatever that
Right.
looks like for you. It is going
Right.
to come.
Yes, exactly. Because when we are wishing and hoping and waiting for it, we're just attracting more wishing and hoping and waiting, right? Because like attracts like. So we're just, if we're in that energy, we're just attracting more of that, and that makes it take longer. Whereas if I'm acting as if I already have it, if I'm believing and almost being like, I tell people you got to be a little like half delusional a little bit of like, like you don't have it in your 3D, but like knowing that it's out there for you. So it's like if I am acting as if I already have the thing that I want, then it's going to come into my reality so much quicker because I'm attracting that thing. I'm operating at the frequency of that thing instead of operating of the frequency of wanting that thing.
And I think
Right? There's a difference.
it's all about that language you use as well,
Yes.
especially if you're somebody, and I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably, either have the successful business or desiring that successful business. And I think, you know, you need to be careful around the language that we're using as well. If you're in that stage of business where you're in the startup or you're working towards achieving what you're wanting to in your business, you know, be in that place of feeling like you've already got that successful business, talking about your business in a positive light and a positive way. Because I know that I've definitely been in a trap, you know, in my startup phase of, you know, I hope to have this, you know, business isn't doing what I want yet, but one day it will. Like those, that kind of dialogue is a little bit of a red flag when it comes to manifesting, because you need to be in that space of like speaking and using language that's attracting what it is that you're wanting.
Exactly. You know, I am a successful business owner. That's the way we want to be talking about our business, whether you started yesterday or you've been in business for 20 years, right? Because that is what we're attracting. You know, our words are like spells. Our thoughts are like spells. And so it's like that thing of, you know, what you're putting out there is important. But I also want people to understand, especially if you're new to this, that like, don't freak out. That like, oh my God, I said the wrong thing or I thought the wrong thing, because people get caught up in that trap. And then they're just like, you know, there's a lot of anxiety around it and they're worried about it. You know, law of assumption and law of attraction, which are the two that I teach the most, you know, to my clients. There are many different laws of the universe, but those are the two main ones that I teach. They really operate off of the dominant thoughts. So if most of the time you are having thoughts of I am a successful business owner, or, you know, whatever, fill in the blank with whatever it is that you want, whether it's business, love, you know, money, your body, whatever you want it to be. If the dominant thought is in alignment with the thing that you desire, you're good. You know, I always imagine like there's like, you know, two trains kind of running in opposite tracks, and we're, you know, either fueling the train with the negative thoughts or fueling the train with the positive thoughts. But you know, if you stop putting the coal in the one train, it's not going to stop immediately, right? It's got some momentum. It's going to keep going. And so as long as you can come back to it and put that coal back in again and really start talking about, you know, things in that positive light and in that affirming light, then you're fine. So don't beat yourself up if you find yourself kind of going down a road. You're allowed to be upset. You're allowed to be sad. We're not robots. Like, we have feelings. We're allowed to feel our feelings. In fact, it's imperative to feel your feelings. You know, we can have bad days and still manifest the life of our dreams. Like, you don't have to be perfect.
Yeah, I love that. And that analogy really helps too. And I think it just takes the pressure off as well. You know, we don't want the manifestation process to feel hard, to feel, you know, like you're doing it wrong, or like you're saying the wrong thing or thinking the wrong thing. And I think that just releases some of that pressure as well.
Yeah. It gets to be fun. It gets to be easy. You know, you get to sort of transmute everything and bring it over into, you know, the easy breezy sort of like, wouldn't it be amazing to have all these different things? And it's meant to be fun, not to be stressful. And I think, you know, the more that we can take our thoughts and bring them over, because like I said earlier, if you're really good at thinking the anxiety thoughts and the stressed out thoughts and all those other things, let's take that power, because you're so powerful. Like, you're creating all of this stuff that's happening. Let's take that power and bring it over to the other side and transmute that into your dream life.
Yeah. And that's what we want to do, isn't it? You know,
right.
We
want to. That's build... what everyone actually wants.
Yes, that's right. We want to build these, you know, incredible lives and businesses, and, you know, attract all the things that we're wanting to in our world. And, you know, it can be easier and it can be fun. And, you know, I think it's something to get excited about, like that the future is effectively somewhat in your hands and you do hold some power in what that looks like and what you attract. And, you know, I think for me, I get really excited, especially this time of year, like when you're getting towards the end of a year and you're about to embark in a whole new year. You know, a practice that I do around that new year stage of time is, you know, think about what is it that I'm wanting to call into my future? What does it look like? And I get so super specific when I do it. It's almost like I write a script of what my future life is. How does it look? How do I feel? Who am I surrounded by? Like, what am I doing with my time? All of these things. And I get so nitty gritty about it. And yeah. I create it and I always put it in an envelope. And then at the end of that year, I will read back on it. And it is crazy to read it and be like, wow, that happened. That happened. Mm-hmm. And it can be things that I have not thought about again since I wrote it a year ago. But it's always fascinating to be like, I have called in all of this into my world. And sometimes even more things, or like better things.
Right. Right, exactly. And I always say this or something better, right? Like it is that thing of like, you know, I think this is what I want, but if there's something better out there for me, I'm not going to deny that. Like, you know, let's go for it. But yeah, absolutely. And you're right. This time of year is beautiful for that. Like it's a beautiful time to reflect on the year that just sort of went by and where you're at. And I love that you do that. I do something similar as well, where I love to look back and see, okay, what was it that I was desiring around this time last year? And like, how far have I come? And then, yeah, thinking towards the future of like, okay, is it time to up level the things that I want? Because, you know, if you've manifested a lot of the things that you desired before, then you might want more, and that's okay. We're allowed to want more. Like as humans, like we are innately always wanting more, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like that is a part of who we are. And you know, society loves to tell us that like, you shouldn't want more, or, you know, like you have enough, or you don't need that, but we get to want what we want. Like there's no shame in that. And it's not hurting anybody to get what you want. You know, you getting what you want doesn't take anything away from anybody else. And I think people need to remember that sometimes too. But I always do like a vision board class, like around in December, I do like a vision board workshop with my clients. And that's always fun too, because we get to sit down and kind of, you know, figure out like, okay, what are the things that I'm calling in for myself? And yeah, it gets to be like amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you can do all of this process while still having gratitude for what you currently have. So you don't have to come at it from a point of view of feeling ungrateful for what you have and I want more. It's like, no, you can still have full gratitude for everything you already have in your world, but it is okay to actually go, you know what? I actually would like this though. And I think you shared too about it not taking away from others. And I love that, because quite often, especially from a business point of view of wanting to attract more income, more money to you, is the thing is, if you are able to attract that and have that in your world, you can then give from such a different place. You can then impact others in a different way. You're able to do all these things. So it's like, actually, if I gain more, it actually helps me give more as well.
Exactly. I mean, you know, more money in the hands of good people is only going to do good in the world, you know? And I think that that's so important. And I think that, you know, the more, you know, good heart-centered people who are manifesting money, whether it's through their business or in other ways, and they're going to do good heart-centered things with that money, because money doesn't change people. You know, people are people, and you know, good people do good things with money and bad people do bad things with money. Like it has nothing to do with the money itself, right? Or anything, right? So yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad that you brought up gratitude, because that is such a huge piece of the manifestation process. Because yes, gratitude for everything, being able to be grateful for, like you said, what I have, and also, you know, and more, please, you know, like, yes, I'm grateful for this and more of this, please. And the thing is, the gratitude piece is what puts us in that frequency, because at the end of the day, when you think about that thing that you desire, whatever it might be, when you think about the feeling that you're going to have when you receive that, it's gratitude. So when we get into the frequency of gratitude now, we are putting ourselves in the frequency to become an energetic match for anything that we want, because we are going to be grateful when that thing happens. So that's always, you know, gratitude is the deepest form of love and energy. And when we are at that highest frequency of love, then we are attracting the highest frequency of anything that we want.
Yeah, I love that so much. It gets me excited talking about this stuff, because it just gives you that that glimmer of like possibility of like, wow, I can do this. And I think because it is towards the end of the year now, it's like it makes you more excited for the future and what's to come. And I would love to know for you, you know, what is it that you're wanting to manifest and call into your life for 2024?
So for 2024, I am calling in just more impact. You know, like I just want more people to learn about this. I want more people to know about this. This is available to everybody. All you need is a mind and you can do this work. Anybody can do this, you know, and it's so important for people to understand that. And so I just want to, you know, I want my impact to be even bigger so that I can reach more people. I'm also calling in a lot more in-person work. I'm starting to do a lot more things in person and hosting retreats and things like that. And so I'm really excited about that. I'll be hosting a retreat in March that's going to be happening. And I'm hoping there's going to be even more of those types of like events and more like live speaking, in-person type things. Just again, to with the greatest goal of just more impact and really helping more people, because you know, this is available to all of us and everybody gets to live a better life. And I just want more people to understand that, because, you know, so many people are struggling and they don't realize why. And they are sort of being told that like they either can't get out of it or that it has to take a really long time. I mean, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, I'm also a therapist. I don't really practice very much anymore, but, you know, coming from the mental health and therapy world, you know, we like to make things take a long time and we like to kind of like pathologize and let people be in their shit for like a really long time. And I'm sort of here to shake that up and say it doesn't have to be that way. We get to move things and we get to move it fast and we get to shift into this other frequency and we don't have to sit in our shit forever to heal it.
Oh, I love that. And I think that in itself is really powerful, because if there's someone listening who's like, oh, I'm in the thick of it right now, this, you know, I don't see that glimmer of hope of manifesting anything right now, you know that there is a way out of it. And,
absolutely,
you know, this is something that you can do and implement into your world and move through it and past it. And so you can get on a different path.
Yeah. And if there are people who are in that place, if they're listening to this and they're like, oh, must be nice for them, right? Because, you know, we've all been there in that thing of like, you hear something and you're like, oh, that sounds amazing. That's great for other people, but not for me. You know, I really urge you to, if you're not already, seek out mentorship, seek out, you know, either, you know, a therapist or a coach or somebody that can help walk you through it. Because when you are in the thick of it, it's very hard to see all of the possibilities, and having somebody who can be there to kind of point things out, point out those blind spots to you, help you to see like, oh, let's reframe this, or actually this is what's really going on, you know, can help pull you out of it so much quicker, and you can collapse time and be in this other frequency before you even know it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, working with, you know, somebody just really fast forwards a process, because walking it alone just takes so much longer. And, you know, I say that from experience as well, not as a coach, but just from personal experience. You know, if you're navigating anything, having somebody with that expertise to hold your hand through it, gosh, it makes a difference.
Oh, huge difference. You know, like just having that support of somebody who's like, I believe in you. I know that you can do this. You know, even on your worst day, just knowing that there's somebody in your corner that like believes that you're able to do whatever it is that you want to do makes all of the difference. And you don't win a special award for doing it on your own. You don't get anything, you know, there's nothing that good that comes out of that. I mean, can you do it on your own? Absolutely. Because everyone is capable and they can 100% do it, but it's going to take a lot longer. And I don't know, I like to move fast. So
I do too. And it's funny because I also know that you're a sacral generator and I am too. So we do typically move pretty fast.
We do. I don't like to wait around and I don't like my clients to wait around. And I'm like, you guys are like, you're coming with me. I'm like, let's go. We move fast in my world. So if you're ready for the quantum leap, if you're ready for the up level, let's do it.
Yeah, I find that sometimes it can be hard because it's like, for me, when it comes to manifesting, I know what I want. I'm doing the things, I'm moving, but it's like, hurry up because I'm on a time frame and I want this quicker than that.
Right. And that's where we get in our own way sometimes too, right? Because again, unfortunately, the timeline is not in our hands.
No, no, it's not. And that's the one piece of manifesting I find the hardest is just the time mm-hmm. frame and the patience. But
yeah,
all good things come to those who wait.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, I mean, I think like I have noticed just on personally and with my clients that when we focus on the frequency and we focus on the feeling and cleaning that up to be like the pure feeling that we are wanting to match, that's when it comes in. Because it, you know, manifestation will, things will come to you through the path of least resistance. So when there's resistance around something, even if it's like, I need it to happen tomorrow, it's like that needing it to happen, right? It's like, that's that feeling of like, when we're in need, then we're just attracting needing it. And we're not attracting the thing.
Yeah. It's definitely, yeah, there's just so much to it in the sense of not the process, but I think just your own blocks that you will face. Right. And I think that's where it can be helpful to have someone guide you through, because again, we don't always see our own blind spots. We don't always see the things that we might need to in order to clean things up so we can attract what we're wanting. Exactly. And that's where having someone to guide you through really does just enhance the experience, but it means that you can get through things that little bit faster.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I guess on that note, where can listeners best find and connect with you?
So I am on Instagram at goddess_unleashed_. I'm on Facebook, just my name, Nazi Spurrier. And then I also have a free Facebook group, also called Goddess Unleashed. I think the link should be in the caption for everything. It is my free group. I go in there. I do free manifestation tips. I do masterclasses, and it's the people in my group are always the first to know everything that I'm doing. I will be doing a vision board workshop. I do one every year in December, so that will be coming up soon. And that's a really great way to kind of get your feet wet, especially if you've never done any manifestation work before. I really like take it down to the basics and help people through it. But even if you're a pro and you've been doing it forever, I have some different thoughts on things than the way they're typically taught. And so I just share all of my tips and tricks, and really, you know, help you to manifest whatever it is that you want, because I believe that anything is possible.
I love that. Well, I'm going to pop all the links in the show notes so you can easily click on that and go and follow and, you know, consume all the amazing manifestation goodness that you share. But thank you so much for being here. I have loved chatting with you, and I just know that this episode is going to spark some inspiration for so many. So I'm super excited to see what everyone manifests into their world, especially in 2024, being that it's just around the corner. And I can't wait for you to, you know, have that impact that you're wanting to have next year as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been an honor. It's been so fun. And yeah, I hope to meet a lot of you soon.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.